Mary had a little man.
The fall.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Keep the faith.
This is going to be a disaster.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Well, I would say this, and I'm going to let that be because that's Israel's decision. But as far as I'm concerned, if all of the hostages aren't returned by Saturday at 12 o'clock, I think it's an appropriate time. I would say cancel it and all bets are off and let hell break out. I'd say they ought to be returned by 12 o'clock on Saturday. And if they're not returned, all of them, not in drips and drabs, not two and one and three and four and two. Saturday at 12 o'clock, and after that, I would say all hell is going to break out. And I don't think they're going to do it. I think a lot of them are dead. I think a lot of the hostages are dead. This is a different group of people. No, I would say Saturday at 12, we want them all back. I'm speaking for myself. Israel can override it. But from myself, Saturday at 12 o'clock, and if they're not... If they're not here, all hell is going to break out.
Mr. President, when you say all hell is going to break loose, are you speaking about retaliation from
Israel? You'll find out. Okay. And they'll find out, too. Hamas will find out what I mean.
Everybody get an egg timer and set it for Saturday at 12:01. Everybody, yeah, you set your egg timer. Because what are we going to use our egg timers for? We don't have eggs. We don't have eggs. Thanks to, you know, the awesomeness of a President Trump who never ever mentions we don't have eggs. You know, people are stealing eggs. Did you know that? There's like egg thievery going on. There's like the big egg heist. Yeah, it's one of those things that's going to make, you know, stealing, you know, great again. People are literally stealing 100,000 eggs at a time. People are stealing eggs from, you know, restaurants. They're stealing eggs from IHOP. They're stealing eggs from Waffle House, and they're selling them for profit. For profit. Because they're telling us the eggs are going to go up exponentially, like it's not bad enough now. And when you ask Donald Trump, like, what's your plan? What's your plan to bring down prices? He doesn't have one. He couldn't care less, is what it is. He's much more interested right now in his real estate deal. His real estate deal that is developing Gaza. That is what he's concentrated on. That is what he's focused on. That is what he wants to do. That is what is top of mind for him. How do I make money off of the suffering of the Middle East? How do I make money off of Gaza? How? And he's like today hosting the King of Jordan. Now, you know, I've told you this before, but one of the great lies that goes around in the United States with regard to Palestinians is nobody wants them. Nobody wants them. And that's just not true. You know, Jordan has, well, let's see, more than half of the population of Jordan is Palestinian. Do you know that? Mm-hmm. More than half. And the idea that King Abdullah came here in order to save his regime, which is a fairly placid place in the Middle East, when you consider, you know, like Syria and what Bashar al-Assad did over there, when you consider, you know, Hamas in the West Bank, Hamas in Gaza, the Palestinian Authority, who is useless in the West Bank, and, you know, the stealing of their land over there. When you consider, you know, Hezbollah in Lebanon and all that, Jordan is kind of a diamonds in the rough kind of a thing. Yes, it's a kingdom. So Saudi Arabia, for that matter. But you don't hear a lot about people starving there. And you don't hear a lot about people, you know, fleeing there. And you don't hear a lot about people, you know, dying of preventable diseases there. The way that you will hear. Like measles and things like that are going to kill people. But okay. So he's here, King Abdullah, trying to talk some sense into our feeble-minded 15-year-old boy man president. You know, Donald Trump and Elon Musk and all of these, you know, douchebags, do you know what they have in common, do you? They have the maturity of a 15-year-old. they're like, it's complete arrested development. It's complete, you know, emotional retardation, where they never grew. They never actually became, you know how Boys to Men got famous? Yeah, well, they'll never be famous for being Boys to Men. They will be boys like Peter Pan as a boy. You know, like one of those, which was, by the way, Peter Pan, played by a woman, a boy. Just saying. Don't pay any attention to
you're
that.
You're going to get Peter Pan canceled.
I'm going to get Peter Pan canceled. Yeah. Oh, man, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. I won't grow up. I don't want to go to school just to learn to read. No, I don't. I like Peter Pan. But okay, so Donald Trump is a 15-year-old boy with a lot of money. Elon Musk is a 15-year-old boy with a lot of money. These Doge bags that are inside of our agencies are literally 15-year-old boys. One of them is 19, okay? One of them is 19. Shouldn't he be, like, conscripted? Don't you think that, you know, we ought to do something about public service first again? You know, like, make America great again? Should include public service, you know? Okay, so, well, since they're so bored, these 19-year-olds, they are literally given jobs now, jobs, real ones, in the State Department. We have 19-year-olds in the State Department and a president who's talking about bombing the crap out of a place that's already been bombed the crap out of. I mean, what could go wrong having 19-year-olds in the State Department? I don't know if you saw this today or not, but so you have the King of Jordan who came here to say, listen, we cannot do what you are suggesting we do, okay? Egypt and Jordan cannot take Palestinians who are being ethnically cleansed from their land by you for a real estate deal, okay? It will destroy the Middle East. It will destroy any semblance of a normal Middle East life. It will actually get me overthrown, okay? I will be out. And then what are you going to have? What are you going to have there then? The Saudis were going to come on board. They were going to normalize relations with Israel. It was going to be a good thing, but they will only do it if there is a two-state solution. And you're talking about bombing one of the two-state areas, one of the regions of the two-state solution, and you're going to buy Gaza. And he corrected me. Oh, no. We're not going to buy Gaza. No, we don't.
You've said before that the U.S. would buy Gaza, and today you just said we're not going to buy Gaza.
We're not
going
to have to buy. We're going to have Gaza. We don't have to buy. There's nothing to buy. We will have Gaza.
What is that?
No reason to buy. Oh. There is nothing to buy. It's Gaza. It's a war-torn area. We're going to take it. We're going to hold it. We're going to cherish it. We're going to get it going eventually, where a lot of jobs are going to be created for the people in the Middle East.
It's
going to be for the people in the Middle East. But I think it could be a diamond. It could be an absolute tremendous asset for the Middle East. And you're going to have peace. It's going to bring peace in the Middle East.
Just like it brought peace to Atlantic City. So sad. But of course, it is a real estate deal to him.
We'll build beautiful communities, safe communities. Could be 5, 6, could be 2. But we'll build safe communities a little bit away from where they are, where all of this danger is. In the meantime, I would own this. Think of it as real estate development for the future. It would be a beautiful piece of land.
Would the Palestinians
no
have
big
the right
money
to return?
Spent. No, they wouldn't, because they're going to have much better housing, much better. In other words, I'm talking about building a permanent place for them, because if they have to return now, it will be years before you could ever. It's not habitable. It will be years before it could happen.
Set an egg timer, everybody. Saturday at noon, all hell will break loose, he says. God help us, this man wants an emergency so bad, that he would actually, I don't know if he's got the nads, but he's threatening to start World War III. He is, and he's done it before, and then he didn't pull the trigger. I don't know if that's the kind of guy he is. I have no earthly idea. I know Melania's not, completely delighted with him. She barely will let him hold her hand. Something tells me he doesn't have the follow-through. I don't know.